What can I say? It's the chicken file. Doesn't every hypnotist do one of these? Essentially, you listen to this, and every 10 minutes for an hour afterwards, you're going to find yourself laying an egg, clucking and flapping your wings. So, get ready. Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. and you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. Listening to my words and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. And now that you are so completely relaxed, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you have become part of a hypnosis show, that you have been brought up on stage, and that you are being asked to perform very much like the other performers. And as the show goes along, and as you find yourself getting further and further into the show, the hypnotist asks you to imagine that you are becoming a chicken. Go ahead, picture yourself as part of hypnosis show, suddenly discovering that you need to flap your wings, that you need to sit on an imaginary egg, that you need to make chicken sounds, to move and cluck and act like a chicken. And as you are on stage, acting and clucking like a chicken, the hypnotist tells you that when you wake up for the next hour, you are going to find that once every 10 minutes, you feel a new egg forming inside of your body, and as that egg forms, you squat down and lay a new egg while clucking and flapping your wings, that this is going to happen every 10 minutes, and that you will squawk and cluck and flap your wings. You will go through the process of laying a fresh new egg, and then, when that egg is laid, you will find yourself returning completely to yourself, unaware that you even laid the egg. And that is exactly what is going to happen to you. When you wake up from this hypnosis file, you are going to find that you are that audience member. That every 10 minutes, you find an egg forming in your body, and that you have to squat or sit down and lay that egg while clucking and flapping your wings, and that once you've done so, you return completely to yourself, unaware that you did any of these things. Yes, that's right, completely oblivious to the fact that for the next hour, every 10 minutes, you will have to lay a new egg, and that it is just something you're going to do, because in your hypnotized mind, you chose to accept this possibility before ever listening to this file. You chose to accept that you might end up doing these silly things before ever listening. And once you accepted that possibility, it made it a probability. And once you allowed yourself to go down into hypnosis, it became a reality. And so now when I wake you back up, you're going to find that you need to lay a new egg every 10 minutes for the next hour, that you will cluck and flap your wings and make chicken noises and act like a chicken until the egg is fully and properly laid, and then you will return to yourself, not even aware of what you just did. That is what is going to happen to you. And now it's time for you to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy.